Evening everybody on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashion Oyster, and my god, I can't believe how warm it is, and how warm it's got over the last few days. I mean, I'm not complaining, because to be honest, we are entitled to some decent weather, but it's been so hot. So I thought I'd do a boom, because I haven't done one over a few days now, so I thought I would do one. I've had a lovely weekend. I went out yesterday to see Ghostbusters with my friends, which was really good actually. I mean, I know it's been getting a bit of bad press because of the trailer recently, and people going, the CGI is crap and all that sort of thing, but it's actually a really funny movie. Definitely worth a watch. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. So I definitely would say, if any of you are interested... I've just turned my light off because it's shining in my face. If any of you are interested, definitely go and see it, because it's really funny and it's worth a watch. And today, I went out with my mum. We went shopping. I bought some scrapbooking stuff. I bought a few bits in the sale, actually. I got this really cute little bag from Accessorize, and it's basically like a little suitcase, navy and white striped suitcase with a gold chain on it. It's really cute, and it went down to £9.50. It was £32, so I thought that was great. And then I also got a few other bits, so I'll quickly show you them. Well, not show you them, I'll talk to you about them. So, I went to Claire's Accessories and I got some miniature beauty blenders, because I've heard that they'd do them in there. Reason being is because I need little ones for my under eye area, and I didn't want to have to spend like £15 on beauty blender ones, so I thought I would try the Claire's ones first. So, I will let you know how I get on with them. I got a Radiant Reveal Concealer by Bourjois, which I've been wanting to try for ages. I got it in light, and oh my god, you can't get your hands on this, because it keeps getting sold out. Like, I went into Boots, it sold out online, it sold out, so I was very lucky to get this one. It was the only one left. It's so popular, everybody like loves this product. It's basically like a brightening, illuminating concealer, and a lot of YouTubers have been using it lately, so I thought I'd give it a go too. I got a almond cuticle oil from the Body Shop, because mine had run out a while ago, and I love it, so I wanted to get a new one because it's really nice. I got a peppermint foot scrub by the Body Shop, because it's getting a bit hot now and I want to be able to sort of, you know, take care of my feet now the weather's got hotter. What else did I get? I got, from Accessorize, I got a little water bottle, and you can put fruit in it and it diffuses it, and that was, like £8. I got a necklace from Accessorize in the sale. It's like a little tassel, it's like a brightly coloured one. I got a couple of Yankee Candle tarts, which are basically, you can break them up and put them in oil burners. I got one in passion fruit martini, which is one of the new ones, and it's such a fresh kind of zesty scent. And then I got one in sweet apple, which is gorgeous. And then lastly, I got there's a shop that I've discovered in my local area in Heather Green. I'm actually writing a blog post on it actually. And it's a vintage shop, and they do like vintage and kind of handmade, like, and sort of natural organic like beauty stuff, and they've got, you know, like handmade crafts and cards. It's a really nice shop actually, it's beautiful. And I got a little scarf. It's like a silk vintage scarf from the 50s, and it's like it's from a orangey browny tone color, and it's got leaves on it. It's really nice, lovely in the autumn, I think. And then I also got a candle, and it's from a brand called Willow and Honey, and it's soy wax candle. They're made in England, and I got the one in lemon leaf and amber. Sorry, by the way, if you can hear the telly going downstairs, my parents are watching Orange is the New Black, and it's that my dad, I think his hearing's going a bit. I think he needs to go and get his hearing checked, because he has on the TV so loud. I'm like, Dad. But yeah, anyway, so the candle I got is the lemon leaf and amber one, because I really like the smell of it. It's like, it's got that freshness to it. It's kind of a sparry scent, because I think the amber kind of makes it a little bit more musky, but the lemon's very uplifting, or lemon leaf. So yeah, I mean, I'll let you know what you think. I mean, it sounds like a really cool brand. I've never, ever tried it before.
It's not ever been a brand that I've used myself, so I am intrigued to see what it will be like. And then, yeah, I got a few bits from the works for my scrapbooking, because I'm going to do my scrapbooking over the summer. So I'm trying to get into that. So I've got like some fake leaves and, you know, other various, you know, miscellaneous stuff. But it's been a good week, actually. It's been very productive. I've had, you know, lots of stuff sort of to do. Next week I'm doing a few bits and pieces. I've got to sort out all my DSA stuff for my next year of my master's degree. I'm starting back. I've decided to. There's a local gym called Eric Liddell's where I live. And it's kind of like it's got a pool in there, and it's not. It's basically like it's co-owned by a sports college, but it's cheaper to go to that gym than someone like Bennington's, which is a lot more expensive. And you know, they make you sign in for it for like 12 months, whereas this gym only makes you sign in for like 6 months. So I'm gonna look at that tomorrow and look at going there, because I want to get back into my swimming because I really miss it. And pretty much that is about it. I think that's all I wanted to say, other than I've done some blog posts this week. I did one about an outfit of the day blog featuring something that I was sent by Gemfora, which was great. No, Gemporia, not Gemfora, sorry. Which is a lovely pair of moonstone earrings. So do go and check that out. And yeah, I'm going to leave it there for today. Let me know in the comments, actually, what you're getting up to over the summer, what you're reading. I'm looking for some new summer reads, actually, because over the summer I always seem to go back to my old favourites like Harry Potter and the like, which is not bad, but obviously I'd like to read some new stuff, so let me know what you're reading. And I will leave it there. Have a lovely weekend, whatever you're doing. I know some of you guys probably will be playing Pokemon. And I will catch you guys soon. Bye!